Hey everybody, Jay Schlansky here from the Fifth Trooper Network. I just want to take a moment to thank you for checking out this show. Did you know that over at thefifthtrooper.com we have tons of other content, including blogs, other podcasts, all kinds of stuff. In addition, if you want access to exclusive content, you can join us on patreon.com/thefifthtrooper and join at any level and you'll get access to exclusive blog articles, access to our private Discord, and much more. So please check us out and thank you so much for all your support.
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Welcome back.
Again.
To, yeah, as I burp, as I say that.
Welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Welcome back to Rick and Morty.
I'm Evan.
Hey, welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. This episode is over-unders for Crucible, an event that I think Austin's going to go to now.
Originally yeah, Wirt, and... I was gonna brave the drive, but Wirt said, "Hey, no, you might be going to a site visit that weekend."
Wirt's making me go on Saturday. We were gonna be the three amigos, but it's okay.
Are you going to PAX?
Wave the banner.
I can't go to PAX. I'm trying to go to Everwinter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Everwinter is like the weekend after PAX. But
that
PAX...
one might be able to swing.
PAX is I'm probably going to that because it's more of an event, and so if I'm out of time off for work really for all these other events I've gone to, so I can manage to get time off, but I think it might not be paid. So if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna make it like a big event if I'm gonna do it. But anyway, good news is I've got Nick and Austin with me here tonight, and we're gonna do back by unpopular demand over under.
I love this game. I love this game so much. Yeah. It's so dumb.
And so we'll pick something. It could be anything that'll happen at Crucible. Anything at all. And after we pick it, so the person picking will say, I think there'll be eight infantry support platforms at Crucible. We either say, I think it'll be over at this or under at this. And then we'll figure out some coinage-based thing. We've done this a few times, and it's
in different ways.
And then General Grievance will confirm whether it is a based or cringe take. So I'm actually pretty excited for this. We had Nick had a really good idea. So, all right. I'll start.
The best I've done in weeds.
So what I'm going to do is if you start, I'll just put your green. This is I'm going to say... there will be, what's an easy one? I'm going to say there'll be...
None of these are easy.
Two general grievances there. Uncle G's. Two general grievances at, I think there'll be one person who loves them and holds out. And I think another who might be like on my general grievance is okay train. So I think
on the G train.
On the G train. Actually, how many people do we have for Crucible? I think it's like
upper 50s.
58.
Okay, yeah. So 58 players. And we don't know lists or anything yet. So this is true. This like sometimes when we do this, we have guesses because we can see like faction breakdown. But this is just true guessing. Yeah.
Remember, it's Florida too. Anything can happen down here.
That's true.
Not wrong.
All right. So, Austin.
So, how wild are you willing to get there, Florida man?
Over under. Two Uncle G's.
I'm going to go under with one.
Okay.
Yeah.
No faith. I'm gonna go over with three.
Okay.
I think Evan is waving the torch, and there's some merits to the old Uncle G.
All right, so now we move to our cringe or based board. Let's see. Okay, and let's see what we spin.
Oh, we don't see it.
Oh, no.
Throw it up.
There we go. General Grievous says it's based. All right.
Of course, it's about him.
We have been blessed.
A based take by General Uncle Grievous. All right. So if you're listening at home, I made a random picker wheel that spins with the based or cringe. So that's how we're for guessing this. So, okay, two Uncle G's, a based take. Now let's go to Austin. Give us a take.
Yeah, back to the spreadsheet.
Let's go with Boba Fett.
Oh, okay. That's actually old man or young, or just Boba in general.
Just Boba Fett, Rebel or Imperial.
Oh, all right.
I'm gonna say 12.
Oof. Okay, no. That's actually pretty
starting out spicy. I think that number is a bit high. This is in Florida after all, so I'm gonna say there is gonna be a solid 9 Boba Nine? Fetts.
I Nine think Boba they'll Feets. Be 5. I think they'll be probably, if I had to guess, I'll say there's gonna be 1 to 2 Rebel Bobas, like maybe one doing the Mando quad rocket rule with respect, which is good. It's a decent thing. But I also think they're probably mostly going to be Imperial, and I think you're probably going to get the majority, probably 4 of those will be Imperial.
I think there'll be a couple Rebel Bobas pulling like Cassian Boba stuff.
Cassian's just man, that's a good one. Cassian's just like the backbone of the Rebels right now.
Yeah. But I think most of them will definitely be Imperial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. General Grievous, based or cringe? Let's see. Oh, it's looking. Based. He says it's based. All right.
But ever so slightly.
Oh,
ever
man.
Just by a hair. He wasn't sure. He wasn't sure about that take. Thank you, General Grievous. All right. Back here. Okay.
We need a Grievous soundboard. Just
you're welcome.
Oh, that's actually all right. Give me your I'm gonna move this over here. You're not seeing this. All right. All right, Nick, give us one.
I think in the top 8 there will be 3 Imperial players.
3 Imperial players, top 8. Okay. Oh wow, the soundboard looks way sketchy. Oh god. All right.
Don't get a virus, Evan.
Well, I mean, like, let's see. Like, this might be loud. I don't see a sound. I'm blasting everybody.
Yeah, blast us.
Oh, that works. Okay, that's cool. Fine.
We gotta use this one. One seems good.
Jedi scum.
Okay, all right, that's pretty good.
We found our cringe.
All right, we found the cringe. Okay, so I'm sorry. It was 3 Empire in top 8.
Empire in top 8, and my guess was 3.
Empire in top 8. Okay, Nexus 3. Okay, that's actually I will say I'm saying 5.
5?
I'm saying over at 5. Ooh. I think they'll mostly be that.
Time to abandon ship.
All right, I'm going 2.
Okay. 2 below. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ooh.
It's Florida, y'all. It's Florida.
Okay, so we're gonna move this. Yeah, it's a really sketchy site. all right, so we go back to the... I need a third monitor already. This is just... What world am I living in? All right, base to cringe. Let's see.
Come on.
Oh.
Oh, he did not approve.
No, that's a very cringe take.
Yeah, it's not even like on the line.
Yeah, cringe. No, he was
well in there.
Did not like it.
All right.
It's like a good 30% cringe.
I mean, okay, so let's talk about that a little bit. Empire and would I be remiss to say Empire and Gar are the 2 top dogs at the table?
I don't think that is
that's a
I think that is a fair take.
Yeah. A fair take. So I want to say at Nova, it was like one scum, one rebel, the rest were Garn Empire, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I don't think any CIS made day two.
No.
No, because Cirillo was atop of me.
Yeah,
and he didn't make it. So if I were to guess, with Blizzard Force still being good, with Imperial Remnant actually starting to be popular, like it's been brought from some of our more competitive players at two events. I just hosted an event at Millennium Games where we're going to have an odd number, so I had to sit out. So I just like watched people have fun just for
observed.
12 hours. Luckily, I had the Lord of the Rings board game to keep me tied over. And I appreciate everyone coming out to that on such short notice. But the winner was Imperial Remnant. With that getting stronger, with just Double Bounty being good, with Tempest Force a thing, like you know, it definitely exists. On the other flip side, like Anakin, anything is good. Anakin's just a strong character. I think it's going to be a majority Empire. And I mean, with how the cover system works, a lot of times it feels like red dice versus white dice, and you can debate that with green tokens and whatever, but it kind of feels like that, and red dice are just better than white dice, right? Like for defense. So
I mean, mathematically that is correct.
So, and I think, you know, into all this we could say which factions this and that. Empire is just fun to play. They've got all the fun stuff, right?
Yep. Like,
so I think
Empire has been and probably will always be the most popular faction in Legion, regardless of how well they're doing.
Yes, yeah, it's just the one people think is cool. Darth Vader's in there. You know, they've got cool, the bounty hunters. So I don't remiss that people bring them so much because it's cool. Like they like it. But it also is like lucky, not lucky that they have to be very good as well. All right, moving on goes to me. I think there will be how many scum lists show up total? Scum lists total scum. Interminate. I'm sorry, Shadow Collective. Lists in the events. I think two. You know what? I'm going to say three just so my bets don't seem. I'm saying three.
Two. Give me two, all the way down. Two.
Yeah, it's just things I pick are like low, but like I think only three showed up to Nova total.
I'm gonna go six.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And six. Why so high, Mr. Fly?
It's Florida. It's Florida, man.
Okay. Oh, man. I'm just taking that as a all right.
You know what? Got it. I was going to say four. But Austin has convinced me with his masterful argument of it's Florida, man, to bump it up by one, and I'm going to go five.
Five, all right.
Yes, I probably am.
Is that
no? It was perfect.
Okay, I'm afraid I can't control the like.
Ah, yes.
All right. Okay, so you think five? Why do you think five? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut
you off. I think that, well, there's some strategy there. I think there's going to be more than three, but less than six.
Oh, okay.
So that is the... I'm here... This is serious business. I'm here to win.
Playing the numbers. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But I think five is a reasonable guess, too. They're the least popular faction, if you can even call them a faction. Which I do, but
they have their own special order tokens.
That's true.
They do have their order tokens. You are correct.
All right, let's give it a. What's Uncle G think?
Quite based.
Based. All right, he says based. Okay, Austin, give us one.
All right, since it's, you know, in Florida, we have to talk about flutters. We have to talk about Fluttercraft.
Okay.
So I am going to set the bar at
so Fluttercraft in the event total?
Yeah, 9.
Damn. That's my guess. Pull us back to the sheet, Evan.
The what?
The sheet. Pull us back to the spreadsheet.
Oh, whoops. Yep, sorry. Nope, you're just getting
the wheel. Nothing but wheel.
Nothing but wheel.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
9.
Okay.
That's... and this can be any flutters. It could be the one in the Battle Force or,
Oh, like, man.
The Battle Force one is legit. Like,
It's the flutter was already like pretty good. And the fact that they just made it better is very strange to me. Like, okay.
Yeah, 2-point increase to like get to choose your speed.
Yeah, get speed anything. That's...
To get Aziz's built in ability. Yeah. Right, like okay.
That doesn't
does he tap to do that? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he taps to do that and he's a pilot slot. He's worse all around.
Yeah.
I want there to be like 15, but these things are such a pain to travel with. I'm gonna say 6.
I was gonna say 6. I'm gonna say 12. Like,
yeah.
Just like
we're just doing increments of 3, you know.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna say 10.
Oh,
that's a good point. I think there'll be a couple twosies. There might be man, 10 seems, I'm gonna say 8.
Hey man, it's Florida.
I know. Dude, I think there'll be a couple threes and a few twos. I know, you know, I'm back to 12. Since you said Florida. I think you'll
be my catchphrase all night.
Just back to Florida, baby.
Yep. I do like Evan's math here. He said there's gonna be 2 people playing 3, and there's gonna be 2 people playing 2. Give me 12.
Nice. Give me look.
You must realize you are doomed.
So I think the Battle Force will show up, and if you're gonna play the Battle Force, I think you bring 3, just because they're cheap enough. I think you might see my better half Evan Paul. Well, the other half of Evan. we're a force dyad or diode, and the only reason everyone still exists is because we have yet to figure out how to put our powers together. I think he was doing Cody with one, and he like won a tournament with it, just one even. And I'm like, well, okay, that's probably pretty good.
With the gunner,
yeah. Oh yeah,
I think you.
That's legit.
Yeah,
it's legit.
My thought for the Wookiee Battle Force is how many bowcasters can I put in this?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You guys want to bring all your red saves? All right, let's go.
Pierce is a hell of a drug. Even when I was doing the 3-3 Fluttercraft, when I was doing that Gar thing, that was brutal. It was mean.
It's one of my favorite lists that I've ever, of years that I've ever played against. That 3 Fluttercraft list was great.
Just like, yeah, just here we go, I guess. All right, let's see. What's Uncle G think? Oh, he thinks it's kind of cringe. Okay.
He's not a fan of that.
Yeah. He doesn't like Fluttercrafts, I guess.
I mean, he wouldn't there, Gar. All right. Okay, Nick, hit us.
All right. Let's get a little bit wilder with this one. How many copies of Force Push will be at the event?
Oh, that's pretty good.
I think that there will be 30.
Wow. Okay. Force push. 30 force pushes. So you think, okay, that's, holy smokes. I mean,
this might be a 2080 moment. We'll see.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's going to be a 2080. But if most, like, usually it breaks out to half of the people bring either Gar or Empire. And if you're bringing Empire, you're probably bringing Vader. Probably. And if you're bringing Empire, you're bringing Anakin. Like, that's, or Obi at least, or Yoda. Like, yeah, right. Like, you're bringing, you're taking a Satan saber with you. So, okay. I mean, yes, that is a I'm gonna say.
Oh, you laughed at me at 30 now, but now you.
So
can't
over half of the field.
Over half the field has it. I'm gonna say 20. I think there'll be a smattering from everybody.
I'm gonna go 25.
25.
See, I think if we were to guess it, like if I was like in the top half of the top half of players after the event was stored and everything, how many force pushes would there be? I'd probably scale that down a little bit. But I think there's gonna be more force pushes in the bottom half than there are in the top half. Because okay. A lot of people just bring Jedi for
yeah, it's because it's cool. It's
Star
right?
Wars.
So okay. Yeah, I mean, I think if you bring a Jedi and you don't bring force push, either you've got some gimmick going on where you're like bringing lift and barrier or something just to be like really annoying to shoot at, or you made a mistake. Because push is just that good. Push is just that good.
I have seen some Anakin players trying out barrier and throw, but
yeah, that's fair.
Yep.
Well, Anakin can kill when he walks into as well.
Yeah.
Pierce 3 with 5 red definitely remove squads of boys. And
I'm still not sure it's worth it, but it is interesting.
I mean, it's definitely like if you don't ever plan to engage them, you just want to be a token battery with Master of the Force, like that's pretty good. Okay, so I'm not sure actually.
It doesn't matter what you think, Evan.
It doesn't matter what I think.
Matters Let's what our see. Cyborg overlord thinks.
And he says, cringe.
He would.
And Grievous does not like any of your over-unders. Yeah, right now, Nick.
He just knows.
Evan's weighted the wheel.
And you're the one with battle droids in the background. I mean, what's going on here?
He doesn't believe in the power of pure hatred keeping you alive. Okay. We're doing actually phenomenal on time, so we can do a few more rounds here.
Tates on tapes.
Okay, I think let's see, what's something interesting? It's another
just
one
had I'm gonna epiphany.
Say. You know, it's another I'm like, oh, that'd be cool, but it's another one I'm gonna say 2 on. So I'm like, no, maybe not. How about nope, that's too easy. Okay, all right, so I'm heading down to Crucible. I want to win with style. How many Droideka?
Oh.
Is that...
K.
K-A? Like that?
Yeah.
How many Droideka? I'm going to say 6. I think 2 people will bring the new Battle Force, and they'll bring 3. Or it could be one person brings 3, and there's people just bringing random Droideka.
I think 6 is the number, so I'm just going to say 7 in case someone just brings a random one.
Okay.
$5, Bob. Actually, no, give me... I'm already locked in for the under, so just give me 3.
Okay. There was a gentleman at our local who brought at the event. He went, I think, 2-1. He brought 2 Droideka, some Magnus, Kalani, and like he was doing okay with them. Like,
so I was actually having this discussion last night with my brother, who is like asking about different droid units. And he's asking about droid because he says he got loads of them. And I said, they're not going to do amazing. But if you stick them next to like a super tap to override them, they will surprise you. Like, and especially if they can then at the end of the game roll up and then zoom off to an objective somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
They will do decent. They will exceed their reputation because they got that reputation before the override keyword was out.
And in the new Battle Force, like giving them a free, I think just taking the extra black and white die is probably better than an aim token. Still, like, you know, they're throwing 8 dice with a full squad. Like, that's
formidable. If they have a surge token, it's
better.
Yeah, it helps quite a bit.
Blast them!
All right, here we go. Give them a...
All right.
Let's see what Grievous says.
Ah, well, it's my programming.
Oh, the cringiest of the cringe.
The cringe. I don't know. You know, I was thinking about it. What I think we're calling the original bet based or cringe. Not the, I don't really didn't think this out too much. I just thought this would be funny. So,
I think it's an aggregate.
Yeah. It's a, okay. Cause if we get it right or wrong, he can be our corrector. Okay. Austin, hit us.
All right. Let's go units with the outmaneuver keyword, whether
all right,
whether it's card or that would get it eventually.
just units that have outmaneuver accessible to them. So like Anakin with his one pip, Pike,
yeah, that's the big one.
Anyone that takes SA, stuff like that. If you're playing Yoda, right? Yoda gives outmaneuver to 2 troopers. So like anyone with the outmaneuver keyword.
Holy crap.
So Yoda counts as one?
No, because his 2 pip would count as, it would count for 2 units getting outmaneuver. Because
for a turn, the issue.
Yeah.
2 turns, maybe?
Yeah. Units that have access to the outmaneuver keyword.
Okay, so you want Yoda to count as 2. All right. Yeah,
because it's 2 pip. All right, it's Yoda and 1 trooper. So...
Okay.
I'm going to say 100.
Oh.
100.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it seems high, but considering every Pike's got it, and then if there's a snail tank, they may take.
Yeah.
I mean, we got programming stuff.
Anakin counts.
Anakin has it just all the
Yoda
time.
Yoda counts as 2.
Mostly Yoda's 2. Rebel troop officer squads may have it. Outmaneuver is just everywhere. Ewoks, I think they get it from a card. If I know, Wicket has it. Mando, okay, so... Super Commandos get it from Garsax.
If we're counting every instance of it being played on a command card for a turn, that does jack the numbers up by a lot. But I'm still going to say 60.
Okay. This is going to be a hard one to actually count.
It's going to take some work.
I'm going to say... Oh, because there's possibly 10 units. Well, not even just 10, like average is probably 9 to 8 squads of dudes in an army. And then how many of those have outmaneuver per? I'm going to say 100. I'm going to say. Gonna say 55. I'm going low. Let's
spare. I almost said 50. So
I almost said 50. So and that's a tough general one.
Yeah, this one's gonna be. I had to throw some.
Boom.
I had to throw something spicy in there.
Okay. Oh, he says it's base. Fan. He says it's base. Oh, here we go. Oh, there's just... Oh, wait a minute. Tridecka soundboard. What do we got?
What is...
It's like two sounds.
Oh, okay. I was hoping... I wanted to get the guy saying, oh, Tridecka. But I couldn't find it in time. So, all right. Oh, Darth Vader. All right. So, okay. All right. So he said based. So... This podcast may be unlistenable over audio, and I am sorry. Okay. Oh wow. Okay. Angry.
Yes.
That's very.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan.
Okay. All right. So, bingo, bango. All right, Nick. What do you got?
All right. Shoot us back to that spreadsheet.
Oh. Okay. All right. Bam. All right.
Well, because you brought it up, how many, with your new soundboard here, how many Darth Vaders are we going to see of any type?
Oh, where am I typing?
I think that we will
into the nebulous of the internet.
I think that we'll see 10.
10? Okay. That's not like unreasonable. I'm saying 6. I think 6. I think the allure of double bounty is too great. Oh, why am I doing green?
Get out of here.
I'm blowing it.
There can't be two originals.
I'm blowing it.
I think I'm going to go 7.
Done with those plans.
All right, 7?
Yeah.
All right,
I think I'm gonna go with 7.
Okay, yeah, that's probably pretty good.
Bring out those Vaders.
Playing the numbers game.
Yeah, bring out the Vaders so my bet looks better. That's it.
Yes.
All right, let's see.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker.
These are
loud. Goddamn right.
I don't like it. All right, let me go back to my boy. All right, there he is.
Yes.
There we go. All right, we're back. All right, let's see. Based or cringe?
Three for three. All right.
Sure.
General G, he doesn't like your guesses.
He just knows. Okay, USA. I think that. I won't say battle forces will be there, but that's kind of like, because anytime Shao Kutcher shows up, that's a battle force, right? Like it's
we've already established that they're gonna affect the stat by like 3. So
yeah, I guess how many battle forces show up?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question.
I'm going to say 20. I think you'll see some 501st. I think you'll see Blizzard and or Tempest. And I think you'll see a couple Invasion Force. I think you'll see Echo Bases. Any of the scum will be 3 more on top of that. I mean, yeah, I think 20 is probably a decent bet. What do you think, Austin?
It's tough because I feel like at least half of the field is going to be a battle force. But we'll go with like 24.
Oh. What was the last bid, Bob? 23. I'll take 24. Thank you.
No, I think I'll step it up a little bit beyond that. I want to say 30, but I'll back it down a little bit to 27. We'll say 27 battle.
27. Wars. All right.
There'll be a few no-shows, so there'll be about half the field. I'm saying 27.
Let's go to the board.
You will be sorry.
All right, let's see what we got.
Probably General.
Oh, he thinks it's cringe. All right.
He's not a fan of battle forces because he's not in them.
He's in one.
Oh, he's in one. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but not the one that people don't take him in the one he's in.
Yeah, that's actually the sad part, right? Like, he's in one that's like perfectly fine. It's not crazy. it's not terrible, but it's just not exciting. Like, that's the problem with the Battle Force. It's like, it's just fine. Like, it's what a Battle Force should be. Just like, you get a bonus, you get to do some cool things, like take more droids. That's, you know. All right. Woo-hoo. Austin, what do we got?
All right. We are going to do... We are going to do C-3PO Golden God.
Oh.
Not just C-3PO Golden God.
The Golden God.
And I think there's going to be two.
That's an Evan bet.
It is.
He's got that on lockdown.
There will be two C-3PO Golden Gods.
I think there's going to be more than that. And I'm not even going to say three. I'm going to say four.
Whoa.
Four Golden Gods.
Whoa. I'm saying one.
There is only one God.
Yeah, there's only... there is only one.
It does happen to be C-3PO. Yeah.
I think... I don't think he's very good, but there's a local... who played him over the weekend, and he had some really good luck with him. And you know what? Let me get his name because he's a listener, and I'm gonna give him a shout out.
While you're doing that, I think he's still a cheap act in a list that wants a bunch of cheap acts, and I think he still justifies his price. He's not competing for a slot in that list because they're all over the place.
Yeah.
So even though he doesn't have that big of an effect, I think he's still worth the points.
Oh yeah, his list was actually pretty cool. Let me see if I can pull it up. It was like, I think it was Han, Chewie, C-3PO, Wicket Longray or something. Just like,
yeah, Dave's the link actually ran that at our most recent store champs.
All the heroes.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I want to give him a shout out though because he deserves it. Events, past events. Oh crap. Actually, wait, he was at the art store. I think he was playing Rebel. No. Man, I'm blowing it.
You're blowing it.
One more thing here.
Hurry up.
Oh, God, okay. You know what? I'll
dead air.
I apologize, but I'll get your name next time, dude. I'm so sorry. I feel terrible. Because so, I wasn't all right. Actually
no,
in
keep looking. Millennium. Austin, okay. What's your take on the Chewie AT-ST? And is it like a mandatory thing? That's the initial thoughts, but
I thought it was a mandatory thing when Brightree first, like, not like since it was revealed to when it actually hit the shelves. But the more I see people playing with just regular old Chewie, I don't think it's a must take. I think it's really good. Getting to, you know, initiate combat on your terms because of Incognito, pretty good. And then just being a mobile wall to move all your, you know, fuzzballs up behind. That's also pretty good. So
yeah.
Must take, no. Do I think it's A tier? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm in that same boat. I wouldn't call them must take because you can, if you don't, you can really, really start flooding the board with these teddy bears.
Yeah.
But as like an actual like impact piece, I don't think you can usually. You can't shoot him early enough to get meaningful pressure out of him.
Yep.
If he is threatened. And it doesn't take much to threaten a single AT-ST in terms of armor and impact.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the fact that he can essentially just walk up to, you know, range 3 and just sit there and wait for, you know, his moment to open fire. Like, it's a pretty powerful mechanic.
This is Jake. Castiglia. I'm killing your last name, dude. I'm sorry. But Jake ran Han Solo, Wicket, Longray, C-3PO, Chewbacca, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 skirmishers, and 3 Ewok slingers.
Nice.
And he that was a cool list, and he painted them very wonderfully.
How many acts is that?
It was
12.
13?
13.
It was 13 activations. Yeah. He's a super nice guy and listener of the cast, so I appreciate that. Thanks for coming up to the store. Sorry it took me so long, because I wasn't in the event, and I didn't organize the event. I just was judging, so I couldn't find it easily, so I had to dig through stuff. So, all right, Golden God. So,
pull us back to the spreadsheet. That's where are we? We're about to hit the wheel, but
yeah. We're already at the wheel.
Yeah,
we're still at the wheel.
Yeah. Okay, so
I said two. Evan said five, or Nick said five, and you said one.
I said four.
You said four, right? Yeah.
Yeah. 2, 4, 1.
Oh.
It's a little bit of a fake out there.
Yeah. All right. Based. Okay. Let me get you back here.
But just barely. We had two of them that have been on the line, pretty much, you know.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Nick, goes to you.
Oh, shit. Crap.
shit, crap.
I had an idea in my head, and it's gone.
Okay. How now? Brown cow.
How, since they're a little bit on the rage, or, you know, talked up a little bit, how many BX Commando squads, stripes or normal, will there be at Crucible?
You have my attention.
I think there's going to be 15.
Okay.
Perks of getting the guest last.
Yeah, so I think so. I've had some ideas lately. So I've been playing a lot of CIS, obviously, because of Grievous. Something that the faction just lacks is ranged pierce. They don't have a lot of it. Their snipers generally don't get a name. So you're just, I mean, two red is with surging is nothing to sneeze at. If you do get a name, you're probably getting lethal. But I had this idea of running three, because there's a lot of red armor, and nothing's worse than like putting like you finally get like four shots into somebody, and it's clones, and it's like block, block, surge, surge. I'll spend one of Anakin's, I'll spend the other clone surge. Like, cool, I'm not doing anything. I need Pierce. So I thought about bringing a.
Why are you saying it like that, Evan? Did someone?
Oh, dude, we played a test game, and like I quit at the end of round one. Like, just nothing went my way. It was so bad. The amount of like dodges and tokens he had was just insane. And the dice weren't even like he rolled like a little high in defense dice. My defense dice were not good. But for the amount of dice he threw, they were about right. It was strange. It was just not a good time for me. But I think I had this idea of taking three strike squads and then just overriding them all the time. And just maybe cracking for the range two or the regular one, just keep him close and just override aim shoot, override aim shoot, override aim shoot. And the ones that I might not be able to like move in tactical, not calculate the odds. Their version of, their version of calculate the odds. What is it?
Hey guys, I have to take this work call real quick. Okay. My guess is 9. I will be right back.
Okay.
This work call. Sorry.
Okay. It's all right. It's okay. Okay. Yours is what?
You can use either the Tom's upgrade for the.
Okay.
That whose name is escaping me right now for some reason.
Emergency comms.
Yeah. Because if they are on AI, they will not have an order. So you can pop emergency comms or Opush.
Yeah. Opush is bad.
Strategize is the.
Strategize, that's it. Okay. Yeah. So I'm thinking, man, that really, it sucks. Like, not having any range pierce. And so if you're running into, like, Death Troopers I played a few weekends ago, they just weren't rolling blanks. I couldn't kill them. It gets to the point where when dice spike in their favor, sometimes you just lose. Like, I guess it's a dice game, but, like, Legion has tools built in to help you mitigate that spiking with piercing, with... you know, different token stuff, high velocity. So I'm thinking I might do two or three strike teams with a super attack and Grievous and something else, just so I get as much Pierce as I possibly can.
So I did that a little bit. If you remember way back before Adepticon, one of the lists I was practicing was that triple stab, triple sniper.
Yeah.
List. And we did that against your Black Suns. And that worked pretty well there.
It was
the problem is that that doesn't work super well against clones.
Oh, because they can just dodge.
They can just dodge it and they can share the dodges. So that means if one guy dodges, you're probably hitting both red.
Yep.
And getting one over cover. And then someone dodges it.
Yeah.
And then they can just stay ahead.
I mean, unfortunately,
if they're not ahead, they can use barrier and stay ahead.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's just not, there's really no other answers, right? For range tiers.
Well, that's the thing that's interesting with what recently came up. Is that the battle force, granted you're paying for full squads there, if you're throwing red, red, black, white, surge to hit, you're probably pushing two through and suddenly you get a lot harder to dodge.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my, I still want to play Grievous, but I was going to do the battle force because take that Kraken or even the normal super attack. And even though you got to take full squads, that's fine. Like three full squads with that and maybe the sword if you got to dive on somebody or the shields. The shields are actually okay. It's like, all right.
The shields are... So I had dismissed them for a long time as something that they are nice to have, but not worth the points.
Yeah,
they're in that tier for me. But I never really considered them on full squads paired with super tat. Super tat gives them a recover card.
Yes. Yeah. Just get it back.
And yeah, you just get two. So it's four shields essentially because you're probably not taking a recover action.
No, I mean, but like if you were holding a point and it came to them and you could just dodge recover. Like that's annoying. That's really, it's like having an extra shield, right? Like that dodge is like a, that's super hard to deal with. And then if they hit you with like let's say you have a dodge and your two shields, then like rebel sniper shoot and like one pierce one, you're like shield, right? It's like, yeah, okay, you don't care, like you're not knocking me off. So it's, I think those are pretty good. I'm gonna say six. I want there to be more, but I just don't think CIS has played a lot. And the problem is, like, this new Battle Force may, as of before the Battle Forces were announced, CIS has not played a lot, and BXs are played even less, right? Like, it's just how that goes.
Yes, that is
new battle. The new Battle Force may pump that up. I like the idea of having, you know, the red, red, black, white. You're throwing over cover, especially with surging attack. I think that's good. Or even just like you have to AI them, so you're like battle force aim.
Yeah, if they don't have dodges or a barrier or something, the free aim is nice.
Just to pick at something. So I think that's good.
I don't think if you're doing this, I don't think you can plan on them doing that all game.
No.
I think you have to, it's that they're gonna close into range three at some point, and they hit like a truck at range three.
They do. They actually hit pretty hard.
BXs.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with the Battle Force. If you play them in experimental droids. You're looking at nine white, a black, and two red. Like if you're taking the sniper, that's it's a lot of dice. With sharp one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sharp one, probably lethal.
Yeah.
Prepare for attack.
All right.
I think you usually take the aim for lethal over the extra dice, unless you have an aim already.
Yeah, I mean, you probably have one with a super. Oh, if you have a super attack in the. Ooh.
Oh, very, very based on the BXs.
Very based on BX.
The streak has been broken.
Okay. I think we got time for one more set.
Yeah. Shoot us back to the sheet.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I bought two boxes of BXs. I need to find a third because I want to try that triple sniper override thing. Because you just, with your super attack, you just hide him. He's just overriding. And then you recover on your, you know, like move recover or something like that, right?
Just all right. So there was a play that I did in some of my lists. I don't know if it ever made it to the point where I tried it against you. But I would take, to make like a budget Kalani, I would take the generic super tech and give him binoculars.
Oh, yeah.
And he would strategize spotter.
Yeah, I mean, and that spotter doesn't cost him a suppression, which is actually like not bad.
He could probably handle the suppression just fine.
Honestly, and, one of those two tokens you're probably override. Not using. Yeah, honestly, one of those two tokens you're probably not using, the aim or the dodge. It's very rare you use both when there's a super tech. I'm going to say, how many... How many Anakins is, like, a question? I guess, yeah, that's like a... How many little orphan Annies?
Little orphan Annie.
I think more Anakins than Vaders.
Lord Vader says it's okay to laugh now.
Little orphan Annie.
It was funny.
I get a vote last now. This one.
I'm going to say if there's, so there's 50 some people, I'm going to say about 15 to 20 are going to play Gar. And so I will say there will be 12 Anakins. I think you'll get some people holding out for Klex. Rex, Cody. Klex is okay. All right. I like that name for their list, the Klex list. But I think
Commander Reps.
What about Rhodey? I mean, come on.
Rhodey? Yeah, Rhodey's pretty good. Yeah. So, yeah, I think there'll be 12 Anakins.
I'm going to say 11.
11.
Just
point under. Just a
game, yeah. I'm going to sandwich it. I'm going to say 10.
Oh, man.
Jedi scum.
All right. Let's see. Nope. Okay.
Shorter than I expected.
Short, yeah.
You fool!
There we go. Let's see. Boom. And Grievous says... Cringe.
Grievous does not approve of my cringe move of putting Austin in a box.
Nope.
He doesn't like it.
All right, Austin, what do you got?
All right. How many copies of onboard comms?
Oh. Onboard comms.
Onboard comms.
Same five.
Five.
Okay. That's actually like a reasonable guess.
All right. Send it. Send me back to the sheet.
Oh, right.
Because it's me sorry, now, sorry. Right?
Yeah.
There will be one single copy of Onboard Comms.
You son of a gun.
Hey, man. It's Florida.
Do it. Call me on it. Say zero.
I'm saying three. Nope, I can't. I'm saying three. There's going to be some there. There's going to be some there. Do I have anything about comms?
You are doomed.
What's that different than?
You must realize.
Oh.
You are doomed.
It's the full one.
Yeah, okay. Whoops. Sorry. Okay, so all right, yep,
all right.
I don't even have anything to say about that. I'm like, yeah, I guess that's
well, all is right, it let's... based?
Is
activate ray shields?
Oh,
it's cringe. Activate close, the cringe though. Detector, yeah, course.
That's it, is just like the card,
all right. Yeah, onboard comms is good. And like the one time I ever thought it was like amazing was the gaff tank with the gaff tank with the e-web with in the back
e-web,
yeah, and you put link targeting array on the e-web and you get the aim and you're just like a god for a little while. All right, Nick, what's your last?
My last one. How many Dark Troopers will be at Crucible.
That's a good
I think there will be eight.
Okay. I'm saying like three. I don't think they're played that much anymore.
It's Florida.
It's Flo Rida.
I'm gonna say five.
Okay. I think they were played a lot. Oh, well, they were played a lot. I think with all the impact, it feels bad. So it's this weird feels bad loop where it's like you play them, they don't have any impact, it feels bad, you get wiped. Or you play them, they bring nothing but impact, feels bad, you get wiped. So I don't know how to like.
I think we're on the rebound.
Yeah.
Lists with impact have taken they've started pulling back on it. People aren't taking as crazy amounts of impact anymore. Anakin's the world over are switching to barrier from saber throw. I think people have forgotten. And okay. They will be reminded.
Oh, they will be reminded.
We've been waiting for you.
Dark Troopers. All right, let's see. Survey says,
"Oh, hey!
All right,
general approved.
General approved. okay, so we may or may not go over these after.
Put us back to the.
Sheet. Oh yeah, okay. The sheet. Yeah, I forget. Okay, so we may or may. We probably will. There's nothing."
Yeah,
Legion's got nothing coming out for the next like 3 months or something at this point. So we're this is going to happen a lot, I guess. So we'll go over this after Crucible, and we'll see how we did. I'm hoping
in the YouTube comments, you guys play along, place your guesses,
place your bets
in there, and. Whoever wins in the comment, I will send you something.
Oh, God.
It could be a 3D printed Jar Jar Buddha. It could be a gift card. It could be random thing I have laying around.
Spit in an envelope.
If you ever wanted to clone your own me.
Okay, yeah.
If you want it.
You heard it here.
Something.
If you put your guesses in, or email them to you don't have an email there.
Put them in the YouTube comments.
Yeah, in YouTube comments.
We did the interaction boost.
If you're put them in the comments or come into our Patreon Discord and you can yell at Nick directly. That works. That's pretty funny. But we're gonna go with this. I think we're gonna land this plane. And we will go over the events.
Time to abandon ship.
Time to get off this thing.
That's our new sign off.
It's time to abandon ship. We'll land this plane. We'll go over them next time. So everybody, have a great night, and we'll catch you later.
All right. Night, guys.
Peace.
Jedi scum.
Whoa.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.